Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Mommy Oyoyo is a platform for the modern African woman to talk about anything and everything related to motherhood in today's world. Join me, Berry Dakara, every week as we tackle the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, and everything else in between. Mommy Oyoyo is your plug for real life gist and experiences about being a mother, African style. Well, hello everybody and welcome to this episode of the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. This is episode 57. Guys, do you know that one guy, I don't know where he's from, that sings the numbers. I didn't know about him until a few weeks ago. And now whenever I say a number, my sisters, well, they've known about him for a while, but they always go 34 35 36 37 38. So I'm gonna do that right now. This is episode 57. Gosh, well, yeah, welcome to episode 37. This is your girl Berry Dakara, like I said, and this episode is one that has a little bit of a backstory to it, a little bit of not drama, but a little bit of a backstory to it. So I reached out to Lizzie, I don't know when, it might have been in like July or so, or yeah, I think it was July or August. And I asked her if she would like to come and be a guest on the podcast. And Lizzie said no. She didn't say it like in a bad way or anything. So just like, yeah, sorry, I'm not doing podcasts. I'm not, you know, giving interviews and things like that. And to be honest, it was a little bit shocking, right? Which is, I mean, I don't know. So Generally, when I've reached out to people to ask them to be on the podcast, I've generally gotten favorable responses. And in fact, sometimes I've been the one to drop the ball and not follow through, maybe like two or three times, unfortunately, God forgive me. But I haven't really gotten a lot of no's. I have gotten before Lizzie as well, and even from like close friends or family, I have gotten no's before. But that's one of the things that I don't really talk about, like the behind the scenes parts of, you know, producing this podcast and hosting this podcast and everything. But when she said no, I was like, what? But I just had to, you know, be graceful and say, okay, you know, fine. Well, thank you very much. At least I know that at least I tried, right? And I kind of let it go until like a month later. I don't know what she posted on her feed. And she said something like, you know, tell me something random. And I went on her on her photo and I was like, I want you to come on the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. I was kidding. But luckily, yeah, she took it lightly. And then just after, I was like, okay, well, I need to find other guests for the podcast. Like, I'm always constantly thinking about guests and potential guests that we can have on the podcast. Lizzie herself reached out to me and she was like, hey Berry, how are you? I'm like, oh, I'm good. And she was like, I'm ready to be on your podcast if you're ready. And this is maybe like 5 or 6 weeks after I initially reached out to her. And literally, like, I was lying down in bed when she sent the message and I quickly stood up and knelt down on the floor and I started thanking God. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, thank you so much. And here's the thing, it really excites me when people want to be on the podcast. It really excites me when, you know, I have content for you guys to listen to, when I have content that shares about motherhood from an African woman's standpoint. And so, you know, she agreed, I think it was sometime in September, but look at now, it's November. We only just recorded this week and here I am posting the episode. And yeah, that's just the backstory. There are a lot of other stories that I can share, like friends that I've asked and they said no, like point blank period, no. I have had someone who I reached out to. She said yes initially. We talked about it for like maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And the day after we recorded the episode, she said she didn't want to be on the podcast anymore. And that was It was quite heartbreaking for me because I felt like it was a very important story to share, but it's all good. We just keep it moving and we find more people to be on the podcast. So if you know anyone, I shared on Instagram the other day that I would like to talk to someone who is in a blended family, as in, she has stepchildren. I'd like to talk to someone who has only one child and doesn't plan on having any other children. I'd like to talk to someone who has more than four or five children and, is happy with her decision. I'd like to talk to someone who adopted her children or child. And what was the last one? I can't remember. But if you know of any stories of motherhood, from African women that you think would be great for the podcast, please send them my way or let them know, hey, there's this podcast I listen to. I feel like you can share your story on the podcast. Here's her name, Berry Dakara, or here, Mommy Oyoyo. That would really, really be awesome for me. Before I let you guys listen to the episode now, I would like for you to, when the episode is over, I have a new segment on the podcast that I think you guys will like. And I'm not going to tell you what it is so that you listen all the way to the end of this episode and find out what that new segment is. All right, I'm done talking now. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, Barry. Even though I just found out your real name. Hi, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. My nose is a little bit blocked, so I just want to put that out there, but I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the podcast.
Thank you for having me and being patient with me until I got on here.
Patience is the word. Guys, I would have, by the time you guys are listening to this question, I would have told you how this interview came to happen.
Oh my goodness, stop it. I'm here now, and that's all that matters.
That's
So,
all that
yay.
matters, and we're happy to have you
Yes,
on.
thank you for having me. Your podcast is amazing. I was listening to a few past episodes and just kind of getting the vibe of everything you've been doing. And I'm like, this lady is out here, like, really doing things, filling the
Aww.
void in the African motherhood chat world, because we don't get to see enough of that. So, this is amazing. And I am looking forward to all that you're gonna do.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you almost need no introduction because you're very, very popular. But please,
Okay, to
I always ask my guests to please introduce yourself. Tell us a little about you, who you are, what you do, your family life, and all that good stuff.
Well, hi guys. My name is Lizzie Elizabeth, and I go by Lizzie-O on social media. I like to say I am a mom, a wife, because honestly speaking, like 90% of my life revolves around that fact. So I am a mom and a wife, and I have a daughter. Her name is Zuri. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably already know all about her, or YouTube. But aside from those things, I am a woman who is also on a wheelchair, so a disabled woman. And I am an influencer slash blogger. I don't know how to talk about myself typically, but I like to say that one thing that I do that, kind of got me where I am today is that I like to share about my life as a disabled woman with people on the internet with hopes of inspiring and showing them that anything is possible, especially with God on your side. So, yeah, I graduated with schooling, bachelor's of nursing, but clearly didn't do anything with that because here I am. My motto is, "Hi, you guys, and welcome back to my channel." But beyond all of that, I really just hope that whoever comes across me on the internet gets some kind of hope that, life goes on and impossible is nothing. I enjoy sharing about myself, my life, and my experiences so much that now it is my full-time job, and I am just so thankful to God for that opportunity. So yeah, that's just a little bit about me. If you want to know more about me, y'all go find out all of my socials with Barry.
Yeah, and I'm going to leave all the links in the show notes. And you guys, Lizzie is just one of those. She's very inspirational, very positive. She's a
Thank
very
you.
positive person. You can't go on her page or her YouTube channel or her blog even without smiling. She's that kind of person. She's just very infectious with her energy.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much.
She is very energetic, guys.
Thank you. I think I've been that way since I was a child, just all over the place.
And your daughter is following suit.
It's a lie. That one is like a father. Don't even start. The two you people are seeing on the internet is like when I can catch her kind of acting like me. For the most part, Zuri is opposite of me, which is like my husband. She's chill. She don't want to be disturbed. She don't want to do what she don't want to do when she don't want to do it, you know. But I like it because, of course, there's a reason I married her father. So,
no, that's awesome. So let's get into the interview. Can you walk us through what a typical day is like for you? Because, you know, you mentioned you have your YouTube, you have a blog, you're a social media influencer. You also recently started a foundation. And you're a wife. And you're a mom. Like, how are you doing all of it?
Honestly, I think this year really, really helped me to find a routine. Before this year, I don't think I had anything figured out. I was just like floating. But now I am grateful that I feel like I have some kind of balance with everything that I do. And that really started with me just taking myself seriously with every role that I play. You know, at first I wasn't taking myself seriously as a businesswoman slash influencer. So it was kind of like I do things just whenever I felt like it. And of course, at first I had the grandma here helping me with regards to motherhood, but you know, so it wasn't like I had to be full-time mom either. Hey, I'm gonna say it, like I was living the life la vida loca when the grandmas were here. I just wake up like, oh, okay, the baby needs what, you know, and the grandmas were pampering me, you know, after I had the baby they would cook for us and all of that stuff. So I didn't take that role 100% either. And of course, being a wife, you know, you just do that because you're like, you love me, so it will be all right. But somehow, after the grandmas left, after I started taking myself more seriously as a businesswoman slash influencer, it was kind of easy to define every role and just kind of put like a system in place. It's like, okay, you're going to be a mom from, you know, when the child wakes up to when the child goes to bed. And you're going to try to be a businesswoman when the child is sleeping slash when you've allocated certain times for that. And of course, as a wife, it's just kind of like, you'll be all right. And of course, thankful for a good husband who definitely helps and support in every aspect, being a mom, being a wife, being a business owner. So having all of those things set and just defined like that has really helped me to strike a balance, because then I wake up in the morning, my daughter is thankfully, I don't want to say sleep trained because I didn't do anything. Sis just likes to sleep. But thankfully, she has a sleep routine that we follow. And I did share that on my YouTube page just in case anybody is wondering. So I know when she's going to wake up. And before she wakes up, I get stuff done with regards to work, with regards to house care, and with regards to just being me myself. As you guys probably know by now, I am a disabled person. And there are just some things that I have to do in the morning just to kind of get my life started off on the right track. So I do all of that before she wakes up. And when she wakes up, it's full-time mommy mode because she doesn't go to school. So I have to try and do homeschooling to the best of my abilities. And she's doing great, okay? Let me just toot my own little horn. And
she really
in between
is.
That, thank you. And in between that, I can, you know, look at a few emails here and there, post something on Instagram here and there. My life is pretty much my job in a way. I enjoy it. It's not a complaint. But showing up on Instagram is part of my job. So I do a little story here and there. I post on my feed here and there. If there's anything that is to go up on my blog or YouTube, I already have those scheduled and they go up without me having to, you know, be in the moment of being a mom and then having to quickly do all those things. So it just kind of started working when I started to create a system for it to work. Before then, everything was just all up in the air and all over the place. I don't have house care or like a nanny coming up. So I pretty much have to get things sorted all by myself. And just having a system in place really helps. And also, of course, like I mentioned earlier, having a husband who is very understanding and knows that, okay, even though right now I'm being a mom, you're right here. The child can, you know, go get the child. Let me quickly reply to these emails because somebody wants to know my rate for a sponsored post on Instagram or something, and I need to focus and talk to them. Or, oh, I need to get on a business meeting call with this brand that wants to work on ideas for our campaign. So, you know, stuff like that. You just kind of start to create a system and everything gets to work together. So that's kind of it. I know I didn't walk you through the whole day, but I hope that gives you like an idea of just how I have been able to manage and balance things together.
It does. It really does. Yeah. You know, give insights. And I really like how you've mentioned several times the system and routines. And to be honest,
it helps.
That's something that is kind of lacking for me right now. I'm kind of like just winging everything.
Yeah.
But hopefully within the next few weeks or so, I can get back into a place where I have.
Yes,
like,
mama.
Listen, this morning, Coco went to school. What time did she go to school today? I think we got to school at 9:45. We had been awake since, I think, 6:45. What were we doing for 3 hours?
Oh, my gosh.
Ask me what to do for 3 hours.
What did you do?
I was lying down in bed, checking Instagram for like an hour and a half.
So I mean, I have those moments too.
Yeah, but no, I definitely need to get routines and scheduled and systems in place. And I love how you've mentioned that you are a business woman because that's what your job is. This is your business.
Right.
Your brand is your business.
Like, and I used to laugh about it. I used to like, stop it. I'm just like, stop it. I wasn't taking myself seriously or the business aspect of what I was doing seriously. So it was just kind of not even giving me the greatest potential that it could give me. And I wasn't putting in the work that I needed to because there was no system. There was no seriousness behind it. Typically, I'm a spontaneous person. So when I even talk about routine, I'm not really saying that by 8 a.m. this and that must happen or the world is going to crash. No, I'm not saying that by 10 p.m. that must happen or everything is going to go to, you know, poof. No, I'm just saying like routines where it's like, okay, before this girl wakes up, I need to do a few things. I'll be scrolling on Instagram. That's part of my routine, okay? I could be watching Netflix, as you guys probably know that listen to me and watch my stories. Like, I love a good binge session on Netflix. I love watching YouTube videos. I love doing things. So that's part of it. It's just I kind of know what time of the day that I need to do those things so that other times are not affected with what needs to be happening around those time frames either, you know. So it's not so much of a schedule because I like to still be laser fair and just relax and chill and let things happen as they should, but a routine really helps. I hope that doesn't confuse anybody.
No, it does. So it's like a flexible schedule.
Yes,
you know the important things of the day that you need to do.
Yes, yes,
and make
absolutely.
Sure you do those things.
Especially when you don't have any help. Like when the grandmas were here, again, I'll go back to that. It's like, oh, well, I can just say, hey, ma, watch the baby. I'm going to run to Ross really quickly, you know, or something. I mean, we're not going anywhere right now because COVID, but still it's like when you don't have that extra set of just their hands, you have to figure out, you know, how to just book your days in a way that they make sense to you and nobody is lacking. You cannot juggle everything together at the same time. So it's better to give one thing your undivided attention at an allocated time frame, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
It does. And you do have some help, though, because I saw in your stories that you got.
Well, you know, that kind of help. I see where you're going with this. Keep going. Keep talking. I'd like to talk about that.
Yeah, because Lizzie shared on her stories about having cleaners come. Is it once a week?
No, once a month. Girl, who got that kind of money?
Once a month. And the thing about it is, though, my last guest was my cousin. She talked about she just recently got a postgraduate degree and mentioned how one of the things she did for herself was she outsourced cleaning of her house. So
yes, ma'am.
Once a month as well, you
yes
know.
Ma'am, because superwoman did not help anybody. Okay, don't go and kill yourself. Do not go and kill yourself. I Definitely. Like when I talk about it, like we have just a two bed and a two bath apartment. Okay. I'm not like living in a mansion where I think it's too overwhelming. But I'm doing it now so that when I get my mansion, nobody will say it's because I think I have arrived. Okay. I'm starting now so that when the mansion comes, you guys will know that no, she's been that way where she was living in a colo. It's not because she's thinking she's richer than everybody now. No, it's because I really like the deep cleaning that they do, and it's very reasonable. There's some kind of money you spend that motivates you to spend more money. Does that make, I mean, to make more money. There's
Right.
some kind of money you spend that motivates you to make more money. It's like, okay, when they come over, I'm in a mood to even create content. I'm in a mood to get my campaigns shot. Like, okay, now I can use that side of the kitchen to shoot this campaign for this brand. Or now I can use that side of the room to shoot this campaign for this brand. Whereas if, you know, the house is just upside down, I mean, just they shift one thing from left to right. I try my best. It's not like we'll leave as a slob the rest of the time, so they're not here. But there's just that feeling of like, let me relax while somebody does the job that they do best. Some people love to clean it. Some people think it's like therapeutic and it's amazing. And of course, if you feel like that, I can't say, oh, outsource it. But if you're someone who's very busy or just you need areas of your home to look a certain way because it's part of your job, like mine is, you know, it really helps to outsource certain things. And other times, like just speaking of outsourcing, I love cooking when I do. I'm not a cook every time, so let me just get that out of the way. But when I do cook, it's because I am in the mood to cook and I do enjoy it, or I just, you know, want food in the fridge so that we have food. But on other days, you'll see me post on my story like food was just delivered by so and so. You know, I use Jalas Kitchen a lot, so y'all probably know her, but
Yeah.
you know, I just be like, food was just delivered because we need food in the fridge and freezer, and that frees me because sometimes instead of being in the kitchen, I could just be editing a video or editing pictures or taking care of my baby, or you know what, just sitting down with my husband and watch a movie on Netflix, eating the food that somebody else cooked that we have covered with the blood of Jesus. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's just like you have to try your best to find a balance. You can't try to do it all is the first step to just burning yourself out. And I did not come to this life to die, okay? So many things have tried to take me out, and I am still here. It's not my hand I will not use to do myself. I refuse.
I 100% agree. Thank you very much for sharing that. So,
Bye.
let's see. In so you've mentioned that you are in a wheelchair, you're disabled.
Yes.
In 2008, so that was what, like 12 years ago.
Girl, yes. I lost count
Yeah.
after 10. I was like, it's okay.
Yeah.
So that sounds right.
So you were in an accident that caused a spinal cord injury, and you've been in a wheelchair since then.
Yes.
And guys, she has covered this on her YouTube channel, but in case you haven't seen it, I do want Lizzie to go over what the prospect of pregnancy was like when, when you realized that you were paralyzed. Like, what did you think about, what did you ask the doctors about getting pregnant? And then when you eventually did get pregnant, like, what was all of that like? What was labor and delivery like? What has motherhood been like?
Huh,
Doing,
okay.
I know it's a lot in the question, but
It's
just
kind of
kind
like,
of,
where do I begin?
right, just kind of walk
Yeah.
us through what being in a wheelchair has been like for you concerning motherhood.
Well, I had a crash then in 2008. Like I mentioned, I was still roughly a teenager when that happened. And of course, aside from thinking, okay, will I be desirable to a man? Just for a few seconds. That wasn't really my biggest concern because the men were coming back then. Okay, a girl was hot. But for a few seconds, for a few seconds, I was like, okay, are these men still gonna be coming? And then after that, I'm like, even if they come, so doctor, how is it gonna be with childbirth though? And they were like, well, first of all, your body's in shock right now, so we're just gonna have to wait for a few weeks to see if your period comes. So if your period comes, it technically means that you should still be able to have children, because sometimes the body goes into such shock that all of that system is also affected with the spinal cord injury. So of course I was on the ICU bed just waiting for my period to come, because that's what they told me. And my explanation is basically that if that does happen, then you're still in the running to becoming a mother, as long as everything else in your body is incorporated with that plan. So that was just it for back then. I was young, I didn't really think too much about it, and thankfully, I should say, my period came, so it was like that totally was at the back of my mind. I stopped thinking about it because my period came, and now I was more focused on trying to be independent and figuring out how to use my hands. Because when I tell people I had spinal cord injury and I started using the wheelchair since 2008, they think I have been the way they see me now since then. Back then, I was on the bed in the ICU. I couldn't use my hands, okay? I couldn't pick anything with my hands. I had to be fed because my hands were not working because the injury was really high up in the C vertebrae level. So I was just focused on trying to figure out how to do things again from how I used to do them before the car accident. So trying to wear clothes again, trying to eat again. I'm not gonna lie, motherhood was really not my biggest concern. I wasn't thinking about, oh, one day I'm gonna have five children. And that was like not even on my mind at all after the whole let your period come back thing happened. So I was just focused more on reviving body functions that were no longer there, trying to figure out how to live a optimum independence life. So fast forward to after therapy, physical therapy, and all of that stuff, I'm back home. The guys were rushing me, but there were still a few interests. And fast forward all of that story, I have a boyfriend who is now my husband. And of course, we talked about it. How would they be if, say, I get pregnant, I have a child, have conversations with your man. Communication was very key in our relationship from the beginning. It was my friend before the car accident. He remained my friend during the car accident, expressed his interest throughout the whole process. And somehow, we got to where we are, where we started dating as boyfriend and girlfriend. And we were like, we'll just have to see what the future holds and what God has in store for us. So it wasn't like a conversation we had every day, but it was definitely a conversation we had in the beginning of the relationship. And we got married, and of course, I went to see my OBGYN, and I was like, okay, we're not trying to have a baby right away, but when the time does come that we are interested, how's my whole body system? And she was like, well, I don't see a reason why not. You're having regular periods, this and that. Of course, nobody knows unless you start trying. So we can't really tell you anything until you start trying. We didn't really want to try until like after a year after our wedding because we wanted to enjoy each other. I was like, so really, honestly, it was just a matter of waiting to try and then see if you conceive. Because you don't, I wasn't thinking about it every day. Like, will I be a mom? Will I be a mom? No, it was just like a progression of my life. And when we did start trying, the first month, I was like, so wait a baby, yeah, because I mean, because like, y'all told me if my period came, I mean, I went to school. I kind of know where to track my period and all that stuff and ovulation. And so for me, it was like, okay, this is not because I'm on a wheelchair, right? And my OBGYN was like, okay, woman, everything is good with you. And it doesn't just happen like that where you're like, I want a baby and a baby must come to me now. So for that first month, I kind of had to just tell myself, like, okay, calm your butt down. You're fine. It's not the disability. It just doesn't happen that the moment you want a baby is the moment you get a baby. So month two comes along, and we're like, yay, let's go again. put my legs up in the air and let it sit. Sorry, this is not PG-13, right? Because I mean, in case anybody wants to know, I have sex like regular people. So it's
tell
like,
them, girl.
you do things like you're supposed to, and you're like, okay, let's just wait a couple of days after the period is supposed to come, and you're like, okay, and then the period shows up, and you're like, okay, no, now y'all playing with me. Where the baby at, though? You know, and I think it was just in that moment of like my second month of actually actively trying that motherhood and disability became something at the forefront of my thought process. I had to pause and I was like, wait, I kind of didn't think about this thing in a way that it consumed me. But now it's like, wait. Is it not happening because I'm disabled, or is it not happening because it's not time yet? Like, I need to know.
Right.
But the OBGYN was just like, I can't tell you nothing. Like, there's nothing about you says you cannot get pregnant. So it was in this moment, of course, that I'm like, dear Jesus, I know I talk to you regularly, but I kind of just been cruising through life, just talking to you regularly. But it appears that we need to have a serious conversation about this. I want a baby with my husband, and I would like you to make it happen. I don't know. I talked to God just casually like that in prayers and stuff. So we prayed about it, my husband and I, and we were like, you know what? It's okay. Some people say that waiting period, and I know your story, you know, it kind of, when I talk about my waiting period to people, they're like, wait, that's it? But to me, that was my waiting period.
Right.
It's like, I was ready. I didn't think anything should be like come between that. What? You know what I mean? So
right.
When I tell people like that was my waiting period, it was like those 3 months were hell for me, because in a way I didn't think they just wouldn't happen right when I was ready.
Right.
But I know that everybody's story is different, but that was my story. So it was just in those moments that motherhood, disability, thinking about the future, and all of that emotions came rushing to me, because now I'm like, first of all, am I not even going to be able to conceive? Or even now I have to think, when I do conceive, clearly now this is something that I really want. So how is it going to go? And I just had all of that thoughts come in those few months. And glory be to God, we did get pregnant. My doctor watched me from day one, because clearly with disability, you're kind of in a high risk category as well,
right,
where they just want to watch you. But after the first trimester, she was like, girl, you fine, you are not, you know, you're fine, just go sit down somewhere. Matter of fact, you're having fun because you're sitting. Do you know how women have to walk around with a pregnant baby? You are fine. And so I think after the first trimester of just making sure that everything was fine, I really just started cruising, because thank you, Jesus, everything was fine. And in those pregnant days, all I could think about was just how I would be a mom. I did my own personal research. I tried so hard to find videos of moms that kind of looked like me, and I didn't find content, okay? I didn't find anything. And it was in that moment I made it my kind of life mission that I was going to share as much as God allowed me to, and as much as I am comfortable sharing about my journey with other people who may be coming like me. And I really try to document the whole process on my YouTube channel, just for people to feel encouraged. Just, I mean, it's not a lot of times you hear about mothers who are disabled. It's not a lot of times you see how they take care of their baby in the middle of the night. Like, I shared almost every detail, how we plan to sleep, you know, in the first few months, how I plan to take care of her. Even when I was alone with her and I had to take her to the library, I showed people how I did that. I showed people her morning routine, how I bathe her, how I take care of her. Like, almost every first time mom, yes, I had help in those first few months because grandmas came over, but there were still things that only you as a mom can do, like breastfeeding,
right,
having to deal with that between you know, kind of taking care of myself because I am myself's full-time caretaker. So all of that stuff, I try to share it on my YouTube channel, and I hope that it helps people out there. But working around all of that, honestly, just for me, it wasn't challenging, but it was something I was happy to do because this is something that I wanted. And I think now back looking at it, I think God really used those first few months of waiting to get me into a mindset of readiness and preparation, because that was really when I gave it thought, like, wait, you are about to be a mother. This is not just something like going to the store and picking up the shoes that you didn't go to buy. You're going in for the shoes. You need to get ready. Whatever that shoe comes, you know, whatever that shoe brings your way is what's going to be. So right. I think those few months of waiting really got me mentally, spiritually, and just overtly ready to be a mother. And now looking back at it, it's like, okay, it was kind of tough just thinking my body wasn't doing what it was supposed to be doing. But no, now I'm grateful that we were ready. And I think waiting also then made her land on, you know, we had her on our birthday months, and now we're all like August babies. So it's like, you know, when you just look at it, you're like, okay, God, I see what you're doing. Because it really gave me time to prepare. It really gave me time to find the right OBGYN. Really gave me time to have someone who totally, like, my OBGYN was a saint. And I'm not just saying this. I don't even see her anymore because we live in a different state now. I wish I could just ship her ear, like, aww, baby number, whatever. But it's like, she was God sent. God really aligned everything. Praying throughout the whole phase, of course, as with everything in my life, is definitely something that I will mention, because yes, I have strong will, I have, you know, positivity, and I have manifestation and schedules and routines or whatever. But ultimately, I definitely believe that my faith in God has gotten me through a lot of life phases, and motherhood is certainly included in that.
Amen to that. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing. I'm really, really glad that, you know, just like how we've talked about, you know, this podcast trying to fill a void with in the motherhood podcasting space for African women. I love that, you know, you weren't able to find content for disabled women who are pregnant. And you decided to be the one, you know what, I'll do it.
Yes.
I love that. I love that.
Thank you.
That you were able to do that. And that you're still doing it, because I'm sure there are other women who are disabled in one way or another who are like, okay, where do I find, like, am I the only one in this position? And they can just get on YouTube and find you. And I just absolutely love you.
I really hope that they do. And I know that I'm probably not the first to do it. Of course, I'm not claiming that I am, but I'll just say, especially as a Black woman who was disabled, a girl couldn't find nothing.
Right. Thank you so much for that. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted you on this podcast.
Oh.
And Lizzie was telling me something about she's not an expert. I said, am I looking for experts? Are you who's an expert in your life?
See, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, when people reach out to me, like, oh, let's talk about relationship or motherhood or a business, I'm like, first of all, I'm still a student. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just like, I know where I'm trying to go, but I don't think I am the pro to talk about it. But thank you for telling me that you don't need pros on this podcast, because a girl, I'm not a pro.
You're a pro in your life, and that's what matters.
I don't even think that. I want to say yes, but no.
But you are, and I'm not going to allow you to dissuade me or to ask anything. You are a pro in your life, because you are the one living your life.
Thank you for the flattery, but
it's not flattery. It's the truth.
Thank you. I'm going to accept it.
Let me ask you a question, and yes, this might be going off tangent a little bit.
Okay.
Is there anybody that can say, you know what, I want to talk about Lizzie's life? You as an expert, please come and talk to me about Lizzie's life. Nobody can do it but you.
Well, nobody I guess can. You have a point. Okay,
I don't see. You don't need to guess. I have a point.
I see that. I see that. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Thank you.
You're right. Now make the rest of my life better. You're right. You're right.
Thank you. But so what has motherhood been like for you since you've had Zuri? Like, can you share some of the highs and some of the lows, if you would?
Ooh.
And some of the things that you look forward to as Zuri grows up?
Ooh, motherhood has been a beautiful journey. And I'm not just saying that because every mother is like, it's a beautiful journey. But honestly, it's just like every day you wake up and you see this child just growing. It's mind-blowing. A few days ago, I posted a picture of Zuri from her first Christmas in 2018. And just looking at her now, talking to me about things she actually likes and doesn't like, I'm like, who are you?
I know. It's so amazing.
Do you feel that way too?
Oh, I do.
Do you feel like, wait, can you really speak English or are you just making stuff up?
Listen, the other day, Coco came downstairs and she said, Mommy, please, can I watch Peppa Pig while I eat breakfast? And I said, sure, okay, you can. And she said, Mommy, you are so kind. Thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness. Like, what? Like, your whole heart just starts to, like, you just don't know what's even happening with your heart, because it's just like, oh my gosh. You know, the other day I was talking about how everything going on in the world just literally was zapping out my energy, okay? The world was just going to crap. I don't want to, you know, say the bad word, but the world was just going to crap,
yeah.
Okay? And I just, it was like affecting my mood, and I didn't even know for like certain that it was affecting my mood. But in those few days, you should see Zuri, okay? She came to me almost every like hour on the hour to give me a hug and a kiss.
Aww.
Or just be like, wanna help me. Because here's the thing, when I'm getting like from the wheelchair to the bed or something, I have to use my arms to move my leg up and down and just do certain transfers like I do. It's like my normal life routine. I just do it even mindlessly. Sometimes I'll be like, when did I get on the bed? I forgot. Because it's just, I'm so used to it now, right?
Right.
But here's what Zuri would do during those days. Like, she would come and physically try to help me with my legs. And I'm just like, who are you? Like,
aww.
How do you even me that does it, I don't even see it as what I'm doing anymore. But she's aware. She knows. She has like a sense of awareness now that is just mind-blowing to me, because she's a whole person who has emotions.
Mm-hmm.
She's a whole person who wants to say something. So just watching all of that has even helped me in my own self to grow, because I feel like I am learning from her. It's so when I talk about motherhood, it's almost like every day I am in awe of one thing or another. And let's not even discuss, okay, how 1 minute it was nothing in my belly, then the next minute they said I'm pregnant, and the next minute I'm actually pushing out a whole human being. This thing is still a mind F to me.
It is mind blowing. It is. You know that up until now, I mean, Coco is 3.5, and sometimes
wow.
I really just sit down, I'm like, wow. So I have a whole entire child.
Like, it's a human being. It's like you used to see people as people, but then when you like. When one comes out of your body, you just, I don't know. I feel like when I start talking about it, I really get into the zone of, you know, it's almost like a conspiracy theory. So, you know where conspiracy theorists are talking and you're just like, do you really want to calm down on that or no? Like, you should chill. That's how I feel about like the whole process of just a child coming into this world. And that's why every time like it comes to it and I see somebody really like desires one, I'm like, if it's your heart desire, just know that I am praying for you right now that
yeah.
you will have exactly even beyond what you desire, because God will bless you as long as you desire it. Like, I know it's not for everybody. I'm not that person that's like everybody needs to have a child to get no. If you desire it, God will bless you. And if you're listening to this and it's something that you're just like, oh, I can't wait, I pray right now that in the name of Jesus,
amen.
You will share a testimony very soon. God will bless you beyond, exceedingly, abundantly, beyond what you even desire, because,
amen.
Whew, girl, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. So that I think is my answer to what's my journey through motherhood so far. It's beautiful. And yeah, people want you to also then segue into, but there are tough days. Oh, see, listen, for me, it's just like, what day is not tough? As long as you're a human being, there's tough days.
Right.
Do you get? So I choose to focus on the beautiful days when anybody asks me about it. It's not like there are no tough days. I think we all know there are tough days. Like there are days when it's just like, ugh, okay, so what now? But honestly, those days for me haven't been like plenty. And I pray that God continues to make it so, because again, we're not really doing too much. And I guess, ugh, let me put it this way, I don't want to now start sounding as if, so you don't have like any day you can just think of right now at the top of your head. Well, of course I do. Should I start with breastfeeding when that was, the thing? Like, yeah, I was always pumping breasts like a jackie, or like a cow, I should say. So it's like, yeah, those days came and they left, but now I'm not even thinking about breastfeeding anybody because sis is eating chicken. So I think in my head, I look at bad days as, oh, this too shall pass. And God is not going to let me experience anything that I cannot bear. That's kind of my life motto. The Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 10:13. It's like there's nothing I'm going through that God isn't aware of. So just having those life, like my life motto itself, I don't really kind of single out the bad days in motherhood, because I'm not really the kind of person that singles out the bad days in my life in general. You know what I mean? So for me, it's just like, okay, yeah, they happen and they'll go, and another one will happen and they'll go. But ultimately, I'm joyful about the phase I am in with my life. So glory be to God.
I honestly, I agree 100%, because like motherhood is a roller coaster. I've said this
It
5 million times. Motherhood is a roller
is.
coaster. You have highs, you have lows, you have good, you have bad,
Yes,
but it all
yes.
comes with part of the journey, and
Yes.
there are different phases for everything. So like I
Absolutely.
know this time last year, oh my God, I was crying about potty training,
Oh.
like crying so hard about
Oh.
potty training.
I can
Okay.
imagine.
And this child, she just, when she was ready, I didn't even know what happened. I was like, Como, she hasn't peed in her pants in like 2 weeks. It took me 2 weeks to
Wow.
realize, that was earlier this year. And
Wow.
then the same thing with the nighttime potty training. Someone asked me recently, like, how did you potty train her for nighttime? I'm like, I didn't. I just realized at some
Wow,
point, again,
it just
another like
happened.
2 weeks, she hadn't, like when I woke her up in the morning, her diaper was dry for like 2 weeks straight. I'm like, ah, auntie has finished the whole,
Wow. And you know what? That, sorry, keep going.
No, but I was like, this time last year, yes, I was crying about this, but then it passed.
Yes. And it usually works like that. I think sometime when the pandemic started, I felt like, okay, I can use this moment to potty train Zuri, just going off of your potty training story. And I felt like she gave me the sign that she was ready to be potty trained. So I had to get my life together and be ready to potty train her. So I did start, but guess who was more frustrated in the whole situation? Me. And my husband looked at me and it was like, okay. Aside from anything being wrong with a child, how many children have you seen that still wear a diaper at 10?
Thank you.
And I know that my husband is that kind of person that will just take something to the other extreme. Okay. And so in my head, I was just like, what are you talking about? I say I want to potty train a child right now. You're talking about who is still wearing diaper at 10, except if, medically something is wrong with them.
Right.
This is not the matter we are talking about right now. What are you talking about? And it was like, no, think about it. It will happen when it will happen. And you will be ready and she will be ready. And it will just be like a thing, just like when it was time to get off breastfeeding. She was ready, you were ready. And it just kind of worked. You still feel something in the process. But except once again, something is actually medically wrong that you need to seek the doctor's attention for. Some things will really just happen when the time to happen comes. And so I was like, oh, you're annoying. But of course, I knew he was right. I knew he was right. And I just kind of took that and I was like, okay. Yeah, because this is stressful, bruh. Like, this is stressful. I don't even know what I was doing. Because, first of all, like, I would keep mentioning my own life as a disabled person is completely a whole process on its own that I don't even think, even on my YouTube channel, I've shared all of it because you wouldn't even understand what I'm saying, except you're in the same position, right? So it's like, when I had to deal with all I had to deal with, then I'm like, okay, you now come and sit down your own party. It's like, how many people are we party training in this house? It's like, no. Do you get? So it's like, no. And you will get there right when it's time. This is the same child that I will not tell anything, and she goes get a pants and put it on herself by herself. Like, and she wants to wear socks and daddy's shoes at the same time. It's like she's, long as the developmental growth is happening, just, I have to keep reminding myself, like, chill, girl, chill. It's gonna be fine. So yeah, I know how we like take it to be like this thing where it's like, oh my God, it's like, oh, I'm stressed about it, I'm gonna cry about it. And I've had those moments, but at the end of the day, man, things really just be happening.
I agree.
It's really just be happening.
Thank you.
But that's like, see, this is my whole self coming to play again. I am very spontaneous. I'm very chill. Like, every, I want to say very zen, just let life happen. But of course, I also see the downside of that kind of life, because then it's like, okay, nothing is really going to happen for you if you don't take things seriously, Lizzie. Like, some things you have to really take seriously. But ultimately, I feel like just having a joyful life helps me better than when I have a stressful life. So,
Amen to that.
yeah.
So the last question before the very, very end. What advice would you give to the woman who has challenges in life that, could affect her motherhood, and like how should she prepare to meet challenges, and rise above those challenges if she has them?
What kind of challenges are we talking about?
It can be physical challenges, it can be maybe even, I don't want to say mental, but yeah, I guess challenges in general. Like she's not sure if she'll be able to handle motherhood, or she's having issues just, maintaining herself and maintaining motherhood and keeping her head above water. Like she's stressed out,
Okay,
basically, in
well,
life.
I'm just gonna go from my life and my story. I definitely feel like I cannot be of any help to anybody if I am not my full self. So I say, first of all, work on yourself and don't let anybody put a timeline on that. Work on yourself, make sure you're in a place where you're ready for the next step. And don't let anybody's timeline affect you. And when I say work on yourself, of course, it's very general. I'm talking about make sure you're in a space where you're ready to take the next step. Make sure you're not going by the world's timeline. I'm talking about get on your spiritual life, get connected to God. See, I'm a Christian, and not just a Christian, like the ones that want, you know what? Let me not go there. But like, I believe firmly in the Bible and the teachings of Christ. Let me put it that way. And I believe strongly that God really wants the best for us. And he already, like, you just need to go talk to him, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and worship this man. Like, listen to me. He got the blueprint that you out here seeking for. Okay. Get in online with this path. And I feel like once you start just being your best self, every other aspect of your life in a way kind of figures themselves out. And that includes mental, that includes spiritual, motherhood, business, school, like money making, all of that starts to kind of fall into place. Now, I'm not saying you will not have a hard time because hard times will come, but I'm saying use every resource in your power. And that includes talking to your doctor. That includes going to see a therapist if you need to, a Christian therapist, someone who actually understands your beliefs and religions, someone who will not just be like, okay, then. Sorry, you know, I'm talking about getting yourself in a frame where if looking good makes you feel good, then look good. If not looking good makes you feel good, then don't look good. Like, there is no blueprint. As long as you are actually grounded, you will be fine. So work on yourself. Get yourself mentally, spiritually, and whatever it is ready. Understand that you cannot give to anybody from an empty cup. You cannot be out here like quoting motivational verses when for the real, real, you got nothing inside of you. So
Girl.
it's like for me, I'm able to face challenges and whatever life throws my way, because I know I am coming from a part of where I myself am grounded in God. I'm grounded in knowing who I am and whose I am. I know that if things start to lose balance in my life right now, I'm either taking a staycation, a vacation, or I'm going on my knees to pray. Like, it's one of those. You know, there's levels to it. Some of it, maybe I just need to watch Netflix. Some of it, a good chocolate or something, food binge will fix it. Some of it, a staycation will fix it. Some of it, good sex will fix it. Okay.
Hey.
Like, some of it, I need a prayer and I need a speaking tongue and I might even fast for a day or two. So it depends on the level of what challenge is happening in my life at the moment that it's happening. But it's all in my hands. Like, and I say this, of course, to just a regular person. There are people who deal with hormonal imbalances that kind of affect their mental health. I'm not going to tell that person the same thing I just said right now. No, because you don't even know what's going on with you. So you need a doctor. You need somebody to prescribe some serotonin or melatonin or some kind of magnesium, potassium, something. So work on yourself to the best of your ability, and challenges will just be things that you start to take as this too shall pass, because they will happen. As long as you're trying to be in this life for however many years God got you here, you're gonna have challenges. So the best thing you can do for yourself right now is just kind of admit that challenges will happen, and you need to figure out what it takes to solve those challenges as they come. And don't overwhelm yourself. Take one thing, fix it, and then move on to the other thing. It's kind of like what I do when I have a to-do list. I started writing things down. When I just let everything float in my head, I will not be overwhelmed. I will not be like, ah, enjoy. I do not care anybody. Nobody should kill me. So it's like I will not just stop and not do anything. So when I start getting to that point, I'm like, wait. You've not written things down. You're not writing anything down. You don't even know what you're trying to do. You know you have things to do, but you don't even know what those things are. So when you write it down, then you can see which one can I do that will give me the instant gratification of doing it quick. Then I start with that. So it's like if right now I know I have to edit pictures, I know I have to cook, I know I need to do this or do that, I write it down. The most minute of things, okay? I'm not just saying, oh, Shabi is during the day now. During the day, I know that I must wash plates. No, sometimes I'll write it down, wash the dishes, because I need to see it. That way, it's like, okay, if I can wash the dishes, that's out of the way. Oh, there's a space in my head that's free and can breathe. If I'm like, okay, fold the laundry, okay, that's, I wrote it down. I'm even checking my Keep app. I use the Keep app. Even just like checking that box and saying done. It gives my body this gush of like, ooh, girl, look at you killing this. Like, just that simple act is giving your brain the juices it needs to continue flowing and be in one with you. It's like you're not overwhelmed. You're not grinding yourself to the ground. And sometimes you can write sleep on that list because you need to sleep. If you're not sleeping, you will be tired. I don't
I
even
mean,
know how else to say this.
if you're tired, you
Sometimes,
cannot do anything.
You cannot do it. Everything would not be like a big deal. You would not be like, oh, the world is so stressful. But I'm saying this is not because I don't go through them. The reason why I can say it is because I've been there. You know, it's like I've been there, and I realize that when I am overwhelmed, challenges actually start to look even bigger than they are. And so I like to just un-overwhelm myself, like just de-overwhelm, un-overwhelm. I don't know what the right thing is, but like just whatever it is to get me in focus. Keep yourself grounded. You will be fine. Like, I don't know. I really want to tell whoever is listening to this right now that just feels like, nah, it's all too much. Like, do what it takes for you to get professional help if you need it. Seek the Lord because He got you, and grind, like, get yourself grounded. You, everything will eventually kind of figure itself out. And take this from somebody who literally, okay, my life is a constant, hey God, I don't have the word to qualify the things that I feel like I have to do every day. So it starts with you. You either choose the hard of thinking that everything is going to fall apart, or you choose the hard where you make plans to make things not fall apart. Everything is hard. Nothing is easy. Everything is hard, okay? It's hard to wake up and be like, okay, I'm going to do XYZ. It's also hard to wake up and be like, everything is going to grind me to the ground. So choose your hard and go with it. But I hope you choose a good heart, because the good heart has rewards at the end of it, you
Look at Lizzie with the
Oh,
motivational
God, you need to stop
speaking. Hello. No, listen, can I tell you?
it.
See, and I'm not see, I'm not trying to gas you up or whatever,
What?
okay. But
Because here you
literally
go again.
like 30 seconds ago, I was just like, man, I can't wait for Lizzie as a TEDx speaker.
Hey, what to
They will come
do?
to
They
your
have come
TED, they
again.
will
I'm
come to
sorry.
your,
I
they will
can't
watch
stop
your
speaking
TED
your
talk.
about this thing.
They will watch your TED talk very, very
Okay,
happily,
see,
and we shall share.
here's the thing.
I see here, yeah. When Lizzie has done her TED talk, me, I'll come, I'll be
No.
like, FYI, this TED talk
I
speaker
said
was on
it.
my podcast. FYI, okay. I said it today, November
Oh my
11th. So,
God, I
okay.
cannot.
Me, I said it. This TEDx speaker, she was on Mommy Oyo podcast, and I called
Oh
it.
my goodness, I can't. See, that's the thing, right? You say it, and it may happen, and I'm okay with it. But right now, I don't even, it's not in my written list for like the next year.
It's okay,
But
don't
hey,
worry.
if
Whenever it
it does
comes, it
happen,
comes.
I will personally come to you and say, girl, you called it. So
Heck no, I cannot wait. I cannot
I
wait.
am now in that part of my life where I'm not like, never. No. There's no such thing as never. Everything can and probably will happen depending on what, you know, happens in life. But I just be looking at some things like, really? You think so? You know, it's okay. So if it does happen, I'll let you know. I'll let you
Yay!
know.
Yeah, and y'all heard it here first on
And
Mommy
thank you for
Oreo
the vote of confidence, because I'm sitting here like, what's she talking about? I'm just rambling and
podcast.
going all over the place.
Well, this has been such an awesome time speaking with you. Thank you so,
Thank
so much
you for
for agreeing to
having
being on
me.
the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Please let us know where we can find you online so we can come and soak up some more of your goodness and your positivity and your
Ooh, I
inspiration
hope
and
I did
all
not
the
make
good
y'all
stuff.
think I'd be like this on my social media platforms every day, because sometimes I'll be talking about the most random things.
Okay.
But you guys can find me everywhere at the Lizzy with a Y O. So THELIZZY and the letter O. When I tell you that I am really shook that I have been able to get every internet handle to be the Lizzie O, it's like God really just ordained it. So yes, find me everywhere at the Lizzie O. I am on, excuse me, I am on YouTube, I am on Facebook, I am on Twitter, I am on Instagram, I have a blog, I have a Pinterest, I am on LinkedIn, I'm
Everything,
everywhere.
everything, and I'm going to share all the links in the show notes.
Thank you so much. You are really fun to chat with. Like
Oh,
what?
thank
It
you.
didn't even feel like a I don't know what it felt like. We were just chatting,
We
like
had
a
us
girl talk.
chatting
I
when
know. but like
Then I was
thought
telling you, Lazy, please can you come? You were telling me things and I'm not
I was like,
a
oh, so
yes
first of all, do I write it down? Do they gotta see my face? Do I gotta do makeup?
No, and that's why I'm doing podcasts for YouTube because I
I
don't have
know,
time
I
for
love it.
makeup.
See, girl, that YouTube, one day we'll discuss the stress that comes with it.
I've been on
But
YouTube before now, but I haven't posted anything in like 2 years
so why
because I'm
not?
just we'll get there eventually. Funny enough though,
Okay.
I actually recorded something last week. I just haven't posted it yet.
Work on it, edit it. You know, you can find editors like on Fiverr and stuff like that.
Yeah, my sister actually
Yeah.
has helped me with some editing before, so
Ah,
we
okay.
shall see. But
I'm
before
talking.
I let Lizzie go, two
Okay.
people should know, okay, that I almost broke up with her last week.
Oh my God, what'd I do?
I almost broke up with
What'd I
Lizzie.
do?
Lizzie broke my heart.
Oh my God.
She said she does not like to eat banana.
Oh my God, I forgot about that conversation.
You people, I was shook.
Okay, listen, listen.
No,
Let's discuss this.
let's not discuss. How can you do
Bananas
this?
are nasty.
How can you say this?
I'm sorry, I know it's your podcast, but bananas are nasty. Like, who eats bananas? How do you even
Do.
like how do you even? How do you like how do you even? Oh, I'm crazy just thinking about it. It's like, okay, I'll take banana flavored cake or all your banana bread. I'll take maybe a banana smoothie, but like actually eating banana is just how? Why? What pleasure do you get from like ew?
The funny thing about it though, it was from a list of like if you're a picky food eater or whatever, right? Now,
Yes,
like a list
yes.
of things, and you only mentioned three things that you're picky
I
with.
know. Oh yeah.
Me,
That you see? That's how you know that banana is not worth it. Because I eat everything else.
the whole entire list, I think I picked like 10 things or like 15 things that I would not
Wow.
eat. But I saw Lizzie's list and she says she doesn't eat banana. I say, how can?
Yes. Yes.
How
I will
can?
eat it. I eat oysters. I will eat snails. I
No,
even
not oysters.
like,
Snails,
oh my
yes.
gosh.
But the banana thing, we have to pray for Lizzie,
We have to
okay?
come to ground, like
I
a
think we
level
can,
ground.
we'll agree to disagree on this
No,
point.
there's no agree. Bananas are nasty.
They are
Plantains are
not.
king. We can manage plantain, but we'll not eat it raw. We can eat plantain fried, baked, you know, all that stuff. But like banana, like how do you even just peel banana and start eating? Are you not supposed to like do something with it?
No, you eat banana with groundnuts. It's so awesome.
Oh Jesus, she even brought granite into this. I cannot. Don't drag granite into this, please. Please. We can do
It.
grilled plantain and granite.
No, sorry. Do not insult me. I'm a rivers girl,
Oh
okay?
Jesus,
Bali
she
is for
said.
fish. It is not for groundnuts.
Oh my God, who are
Do
you?
not
We just
insist.
had a good thing. Do not ruin it. This
I will ruin
podcast
it.
was
If you can say something like that about banana, I will tell you. Bali is only for fish, not for groundnuts.
What? So like Bali and granite is not a thing for
It's not
you?
a thing in River State. Bali is
What?
for fish.
Where are you
Yes,
from?
where I'm from River State. When I moved to Lagos, I could not understand. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on here. I'm
Wow.
like, where is the fish?
Fish.
You go to the Bali stand or whatever, and it's all with groundnuts. I'm like, oh, but where is the
It
fish?
is.
I don't understand what's
Wow.
happening. Yeah,
This is very interesting.
in River State, if it's not like we don't eat Bali and groundnuts, it's Bali and fish.
This is very interesting. Okay. I guess we're gonna have to agree to disagree.
Yes,
I'm back to agree to disagree.
you can keep your no banana eating self. Me, I will keep my Bali and fish
Well,
self.
hey, but I try to let Zuri eat bananas though, because you know her life is different from mine. So
It
I give
is,
her
it is.
bananas.
And well done on that. Thank you again so
Thank
much, Lizzie. I've
you.
had such an awesome time talking to
Thank
you.
you so much for having me. This was really fun. This was really nice. I hope people enjoyed it.
Oh, they
And
will.
you guys, please follow her everywhere too. I know she's talking mostly about me, but y'all, she's amazing. Because I hope
Aw.
that some of y'all came through me to her. So please follow her too.
Aw.
So.
Thank you. Have a
Yes.
wonderful rest of your day. We look
You
forward to the
too. Take care.
Thank
Enjoy the rest of
you.
your day. Wow.
Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode, and this is a brand new segment to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast that I am calling If You Enjoyed This One, Then. And it's really just a way for me to call out related episodes that you might also find interesting if you enjoyed this particular episode and future episodes. So as you know, we spoke today to Lizzie and we talked about her experience as a mom and a wheelchair user. If you enjoyed this episode, I'm pretty sure that you will also enjoy episode 12, and that is Living with Sickle Cell Disease, featuring Isowa, who is a sickle cell warrior and who coincidentally has also joined YouTube recently. So I'm pretty sure that you're going to enjoy that episode as well. And speaking of YouTube, another episode that I think you will enjoy is episode 51, and that is YouTube Mom featuring Shola Awe, aka Discovering Natural. And a common thread here is that she's a YouTuber and an influencer as well. And just because Lizzie spoke about the way she manages her business as, you know, an influencer and motherhood, I think that you will also enjoy episode 38, which is Balance and Time Management as a Working Mom. And that features Dr. Lola Day. And because Lizzie works from home, I feel like you would also enjoy episode 37, which is Stay at Home Mom with Purpose. So those are four episodes that you can listen to if you haven't already heard them. And I thank you very much for listening to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Out of everything you could be doing, you chose to spend the time with me, and I am truly grateful. Please follow us on social media at Mommy Oyoyo, which is MommyOyoyo. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Feel free to send us feedback and suggestions that way or via our email at mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Also, subscribe to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast on your favorite podcast players. Rate and review the podcast. And finally, don't keep this goodness to yourself. Share the Mommy Oyoyo podcast with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and more. The Mommy Oyoyo podcast, sharing experiences of African motherhood. Mommy Oyoyo, Mommy Oyoyo, Mommy Oyoyo. See you next time.